You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Perfect music for this.
I figured. Yeah.
Perfect.
A little Mario remix here.
I remember years ago hearing about people who, mostly kids, that were spending hours and hours and hours watching YouTube videos of other kids playing video games. And at the time I thought, well, this will be a very short-lived, you know, fascination. How long can it last? How long can people sit and watch other people play video games? It's still a thing, as Jeremy knows, and now I have found out. And now some celebrities are even using it to do fundraisers. I saw that Post Malone brought in something like $200,000 for charity doing an event he called Gaming for Love, where he sat there for, I think some of these were eight-hour-long sessions.
Yeah.
Playing video games. And people donated to charity. I'm like, well, that's cool.
Very cool. That's great. Easy.
But sometimes there's no charity involved, and it's just people watching other people play video games.
There's thousands of these online, thousands. And, yeah, you know, my son Reed's really into Minecraft, so he'll sit and watch these, you know, players online build these elaborate worlds and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit, you know, I sat down and I've watched some of these with him, and you get sucked in. I mean, it feels like an interactive experience. You know, they're talking to you, they're showing you what they're doing, they're explaining. Mm-hmm. And I mean, video games now are badass, really. I mean, the graphics are great. There's so much going on. It's like watching a movie or a TV show. It's very entertaining.
I think it was that Minecraft that my stepdaughters were watching too. Mm-hmm.
It's an elaborate game, you know, and he's into it.
They don't do that anymore, but man, were they into it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So
the other thing he watches is he's really into Pokemon, so he'll go onto these YouTube pages where these guys have stacks of Pokemon cards that have been unopened, the little packages, and he'll watch them open Pokemon cards for 45 minutes and sift through the cards in each package, and then they flip out when they get a, you know, a great card that's rare, and he gets all excited, and I tell him to turn those off because they're really annoying. It's like, do something else, please. I mean, this truly is, you're just watching people open up packs of cards. It's mind-numbing.
So it's kind of him living vicariously.
Yes.
And when they get a rare card that might be valuable or something, does Reed feel his own sense of excitement?
Yes, he does, you know, and then he tries to recreate it. If he goes out and gets Pokemon cards, he'll set up the iPad and he'll film himself opening up cards so he can show them to his friends and things like that, and they'll send them on Facebook Messenger or whatever. But you know, I can't knock him. I was sitting here during the break because I knew we were going to talk about this, and I hopped on my phone and my YouTube, and I did a little search history of what I've been watching, and I'm watching things like a guy build a cabin. I watch somebody remodel a room, how they treat sewer water, how they recycle glass. Last night, I watched a video on how they make lab-grown steak. I mean, so it's just kind of this mindless stuff that you're learning, I guess, in some way, somehow. Even with the video games, you're learning something, I would imagine.
I don't know.
How to go further in the game, tips, tricks. I don't know. You're learning something.
I don't know.
It's just entertainment.
Yeah. You know, it's a world of spectators, you know, that we have become a world, not just a country, but a world of watching other people do things.
Yeah.
And on the surface, sometimes it sounds really boring and stupid. And yet, like you said, we all get sucked into something that somebody else would look at and say, God, that's stupid. Quit wasting your time. And yet we're in the middle of it.
And you can go live now with all these things. I mean, they're not even pre-recorded. You can go live. Yesterday on Instagram, I watched an Instagram live on them making beer, which we're going to be talking about and trending. But they had this guy making beer. I was like, oh, and he's live. And you can comment as it's, you know, going on. I was like, this is amazing.